720 WGN. A lot of voicemail messages coming in about the gun ban in Illinois. We'll share some of those with you just after the top of the hour. But on the phone is Abe Scar. Abe is the director of the Illinois Public Interest Research Group, the federal agency that, you know, considered a ban on gas stoves, and everybody was talking about it. It was the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission has now said, no, 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 it's off the table. Where do we stand now with this issue, Abe? And then I want you to describe what it is that is prompting concern about gas stoves in our homes. Thanks for joining us on the show.
Thanks for having me on. One bit of clarification was there was never a ban on the table. The Consumer Product Safety Commission, which regulates consumer products in the United States, has started to investigate gas stoves. They've announced a request for information. That's where they ask experts and members of the public to share information with them for later this spring. And one commissioner did say that, you know, when a product is unsafe, we can ban it. But there's, just to be clear, never has been, and I don't think in anything in the near term, certainly for years, anything along the lines of banning gas stoves.
And, of course, that is the headline everybody publishes. In fact, I'm looking at an article right now, and they must use the word ban 50 times in the first, you know, 500 words, because that grabs people's attention.
Absolutely, yes. It's certainly, you know, and it's a little unfortunate that that's what we're talking about, but I think it's a good opportunity. We're glad to have the opportunity to talk about, to your second question, why is this even a topic of discussion on, which is there are, you know, well-documented, scientifically documented health risks from burning gas in your home.
And one of those is asthma in children.
That's right. So a study just released last week, scientifically peer-reviewed study, found that across the United States, 12.7% or 1 in 8 childhood asthma cases could be directly attributed to gas stove use. And here in Illinois, that percentage was even higher, 22% or 1 in 5. That was the highest of the 7 or 8 states they looked at. Now, asthma is one of the most prevalent diseases with kids. It's really harmful for lots of people. And this study directly links it to gas stove use, and it's from the nitrogen dioxide, which is one of the pollutants that comes out when you burn methane gas in your kitchen.
Abe Scar is the director of the Illinois Public Interest Research Group. We're talking about the discussion, the consideration that perhaps gas stoves might not be something that's in our future. Is that a way to put it? But there's going to be so much lobbying on behalf of that industry that, do you see that ever happening in the near future?
I don't, again, think that there's going to be any type of ban, or certainly no one's going to come to your house and take out your gas stove. But, you know, many cities are, including Chicago, considering policies to stop connecting new construction to the gas system. It's not necessarily because of these health problems. It's because burning gas in our homes is a major contributor to global warming. And so it is, you know, part of a growing debate about using methane gas in our households. One thing I'd want folks to know is that there are viable alternatives. I think a lot of people are familiar with the electric stoves of maybe 20 years ago that just don't perform as well. I know I'm a home cook. I love cooking. And for a long time, if I was searching for an apartment, I would only consider it if it had a gas stove. But I took my gas stove out last year because I've got two young kids and I was concerned about this. And new induction stovetops actually outperform gas stoves and are a really great option. And for some people, it's maybe a little bit of a cost differential. You may have to upgrade some of your electrical work to install those. But there's also a lot of incentives in the Inflation Reduction Act that are kicking in this year that will make it a lot easier for folks who want to go electric in their kitchen and in their home.
Interesting, because I built a new home in the past year and a half, and I was investigating what type of stove to get because this home is very rural. We do not have gas lines to the home, and I did look into induction cooktops. It was something new, and I did a little research, and that seems to be something that will be a bigger part of our lives in the future.
Absolutely. I love mine. They really perform well. And even if you're not ready to replace your range, you can buy a single burner. You can buy a single burner, and they work with most existing cookware. They need to be magnetic, so not everything works. But they work really well. They're super efficient and very responsive and great for cooking with. And, of course, don't come with any of the pollutants that come from burning methane gas in your home.
And what's the differentiation between a gas stove and a gas furnace?
Well, I'd say the main thing in terms of our discussion here, in terms of the health risks, is that a gas furnace or boiler, or maybe you have a gas water heater or a clothes dryer, those all vent to the outside. And so as long as they're working properly, they're still polluting. It's just putting the pollution out into the air. Whereas a gas stove, if you should always be using proper ventilation if you have that option in your household, but even with that, you're burning the flame right in the middle of your home, and there's just a certain amount of pollution that's going to get in. And there's even studies out in recent months that say they're leaking toxic chemicals even when turned off. So that's a big distinction in terms of health, is that they're not necessarily venting to the outside, so that air pollution is staying in our homes.
So if you do have a child who suffers from asthma, this should be an important issue for you, about making sure you have the proper ventilation, possibly looking to upgrade to an induction stovetop. And talk to me about how it is still polluting when it's turned off.
Well, that was a recent study out of California that found that gas stoves are leaking an alarming level of benzene, 7 times higher than the limit set by the California Office of Environmental Health. So in homes with the leakiest stoves, those levels were on par with secondhand smoke. And there's been other studies. There's one out of Boston that found 21 hazardous air pollutants in gas, including benzene. So it's not necessarily happening with every stove, but it's happening enough that I think it should be a concern for folks.
And Abe, has the Illinois Public Interest Research Group posted on this? Can we go to your website, read more about it?
Yeah, in fact, we just have up now gas stoves and your health, what you need to know to keep your family safe and healthy, that we just put up today, given all of the hullabaloo. So if you go to illinoisperg.org, you can find that and more resources.
Thank you so much for joining us on the Lisa Dent Show.
Thanks for having me.
Abe Scar, director of the Illinois Public Interest Research Group. Hey, coming up, we'll talk to the professor of media studies at the University of New Hampshire. We were kind of joking about the 411 phone number going away, but there's some history behind it. Might bring up some old memories for you. And we will talk to Sheriff Andrew Hires, the president of the Illinois Sheriff's Association. He'll address why so many Illinois sheriffs are saying they will not comply with this new law, or at least they will not enforce it. I'm not going to put words in his mouth. He can describe it. That's on the way after Steve's newscast from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
WGN.